Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bert Show.
I want to fire up the voice disguiser here. If you already know you have accidentally or purposely found what you're getting for Christmas, and you already know, like, on Christmas morning, you're going to have to put on that Academy Award face and pretend like you don't know. 404-741-Q100. And we'll use the voice disguiser here so you're not busted. But I'm assuming that there are a whole bunch of you guys that, while you love a surprise, the hunt for your present has just been too great over the last couple of days. So you went snooping.
So if you're an adult snooper, were you a kid snooper? Does that, like, personality never change?
I don't know. I'm never sure. Snooped.
I haven't either.
I don't do
I always
snooping.
Have. I want to be surprised. Yeah.
I used to snoop as a kid.
You did?
But I could never find anything.
I found mine one year as a kid.
I looked everywhere.
And it was depressing.
But
you didn't mean to.
Aww.
No, I did.
You did.
Yeah. Like, I think I knew. Like, I think I was getting something out of a closet or something that I normally wouldn't be in. And then I saw, like, in the corner, like a bag.
Like a corner of a game box.
I saw a bag from a department store or whatever. And I was like, oh, I know what that is. And I looked. And then I was like, I was so bummed because, like, I was lying in bed. Christmas going, I know what's going to happen tomorrow. It's not even fun.
It doesn't even necessarily have to be a snooping question. Like, it could be you just saw the receipt.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Now you know what you're getting. You're a little bummed about it. And you're going to have to put the face on Christmas morning now.
I did some online shopping the other day. Mm-hmm. And when the confirmation came in, it said gift in the subject line. It said gift information might be inside.
Oh, that's good.
Like, kind of like warning you.
Like warning you, okay.
You know.
Or tempting you.
Yeah, I guess it would depend if you're a snooper or not. But if you weren't a snooper and you were in that email account, but it wasn't from your order.
It was warning you.
It was warning you that you were going to get a gift. So,
hey, Danielle, do you want to be on the voice disguiser?
No, I don't need to.
Okay.
My mother had, we were shopping in a store and I saw some earrings that I really, really liked. And those are pretty. Well, on Monday, I guess it was, I was getting something out of her purse for her, and sure enough, those earrings were, she told me, so go get my camera out of my purse. I went to her purse, and there were the earrings, and I was like, oh, gosh, she told me to go get her camera out of her purse.
She did, she forgot.
She forgot, she didn't take it out of the purse.
I know she's going to realize it, and she's just going to be heartbroken.
You know what, you know what the problem is now, in addition to finding stuff like in the closet or in a purse or under a bed? like you said with the email, if you share a computer with someone, like you have to log out. Like I did, I bought some gifts on Amazon, and they put up a warning that actually says log out of your account because if you don't, the next person to use it can see your recent, like what, not only what you bought, but like what you recently browsed. So then they'll know categories. Like let's say you're price shopping for a whatever. There might be five of them up on the screen. They might not know exactly what one they're getting, but they're like, wait a minute, that person looked at five universal remote controls. I know what I'm getting.
We will call her Kim. She wants to be on the voice disguiser. Hey, Kim.
Hey.
Hi, you're on the voice disguiser.
Hey, I love you guys. Okay, so to answer the question earlier, I think like once a snooper, always a snooper, because my sisters and I used to unwrap all of our gifts before Christmas and rewrap them all.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yes. And so it's horrible, and I think it's just in me. But it's, I don't like the element of surprise, I guess. But okay, so I found that I am getting a new car for Christmas. So, and he does not know. So,
how did you find
exciting.
It?
Well, he does a really good job of like hiding stuff, and we have two different accounts, and like one is his business account, and so I never really touch that. I don't pay bills with it or anything like that. But I was online and, like, recently viewed things was, like, the website for it. And then I totally found, under our account, a deduction to go into his account, like a transfer thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, this amount of money. And, like, I just kind of put two and two together for the car. And so I know. Well, and we've been kind of talking about it, but I think he's going to...
So you're the person that gets the car for Christmas.
Yes.
Because
yeah.
I see those
big bow.
Commercials
yes,
with the bow.
With the bow.
Yes.
Right.
And you're the one.
So do you think do you have a great like poker face? Like he'll never know when
it's
you
really good, yes. Yeah. I think I totally have it down by now because I've been doing it since I was like five. So I'm really good at like, oh my gosh, and I can cry on command and I can like shake and do it all crazy. It's awesome.
Are you kind of bummed though that like you can't pick out like the interior or the color?
No.
Or the...
No, not at all, because he's got, like, really, really good taste, and I totally
Perfect.
Think it's just, it'll be awesome no matter what,
it's
and I
fun.
Think it's still, like, fun, because I'll still get to, like, drive it for the first time, and it doesn't take the...
The
fun newness
the
away.
New away from it.
I hope that he like runs video on it so we could see your Academy Award eventually.
Okay. Yeah. Well, like I'll set up a hidden camera or something.
That's funny.
I love that.
You can't set up a hidden camera. What if you get busted setting up a camera? What are you going to tell him you're setting it up for?
I don't know. Think of something on the spot.
Santa.
No, because he's not as like sneaky as I am, so he would never like suspect things.
This
but,
time
like,
of year, you can say
one who's like sneaking and do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, this time of year, you can say Christmas. Okay, don't ask any questions.
Right.
And people are like, okay. But I had a best friend in high school that could cry on command. Man, she got away with all kinds of stuff.
Think about how handy that would come in.
Oh yeah.
Hey, Ashley, we're gonna put you on the voice disguiser. Hi.
Okay, hi.
Hi. Hey. All right, the question is, you already know what you're getting for Christmas, but you have to put on the Academy Award face on Christmas morning.
I do, and my husband keeps asking me if the kids have told me, because they're 9 and 6, and mm-hmm. they can't keep a secret for their life, literally.
Cute.
And they have told me, and I had it even...
Oh,
I mean,
no.
Yeah, they told me, and they don't know that I know either because they were yelling it in their hands, and they were writing it down on paper and flashing
cute.
It to me, and they're whispering it real loud, and they wanted me to know so badly, but I can't tell them that I know either because then they'll know I'm lying to my husband.
Oh, that's so cute.
And I don't
want to
be a bad example.
So what did you say that you're getting?
A Mac computer.
Oh, nice.
Hey, look at that.
And he keeps coming home and saying, have you told your mom? And they're like, no, we haven't. And they'll stand behind me and say it real low. And I'm like, guys, I'm going to find out. You can't keep doing that.
Dude, they can't. Kids cannot keep a secret, man. Hayden is the exact same
really?
Way. The quickest way for him to for his mom to find something out is if I say keep the secret.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, really?
Not capable.
I am now remembering that, my dad never told us what he got my mom for Christmas.
Well,
and
for
now
good reason, yeah.
Yeah, now I realize why. Huh.
Hey, Lisa, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Were you snooping?
Well, I found out from my twin daughters that I was getting a Coach bag.
A Coach bag?
Yeah.
Nice.
So your daughters told you what your husband's getting you?
Well, first of all, that was them on his card. He took them shopping with him. And it was on a day when he was off work and I was at work, and he took them shopping, and I knew. So it was just a process of elimination. I asked them questions.
So you interrogated your kids in order to get information out of them?
Well,
Mama.
Yeah. They're 7 years old. I just asked them, okay, what mall did you go to?
Oh,
you can't do that.
And then I just said, okay, I'm getting a Coach bag. And they're like, how did you know, Mommy?
You manipulated them.
I did, and then I told them, please do not tell Dad. This is between us girls.
Oh, they're going to tell us.
Yeah, you know, as soon as you open it up, they're going to say she knew. Mommy knew.
No. Me and my girls, we have a very, very tight bond.
Right. We'll see on Christmas morning.
Ever.
All right, we will see on Christmas morning. Thank you.
That's
hilarious.
Is funny. I never thought about kids spilling the beans.
Here's Neil. Good morning, Neil. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So So I was, my friend was over, and he had his email up, one of my best friends, and not snooping or anything, I look onto my computer, and there's a thread between him and my girlfriend, and, you know, I'm like, what's going on? So I open the thread, and they're talking about my gift, for a gift idea for my birthday, or for Christmas, and I totally know what it is, and I'm the worst actor ever. I don't know what I'm going to do.
What are you getting?
I'm getting a new guitar. I'm a guitarist.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
Very I don't even know what to do. She's going to know.
Do you want to practice? Do you want to practice on us real quick? Yeah. Like, go ahead and pretend.
Practice acting shocked.
Yeah, you're acting shocked now. You just opened it up, and there it is. It's a guitar.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, no.
That's not going to work.
You're busted.
The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lead for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
So Katie and I don't see eye to eye on some... Well, there's a lot of things Katie and I don't see eye to eye on because we're very different people. But I do think that's why our relationship works. But this in particular just kind of is a little friction this Christmas based on something from last Christmas. So, and I think it has everything to do with the fact that we're not married. And what disturbs me is the fact that, we, you know, in Georgia, we can never get married. So I don't know if this will ever change. So it's kind of something I want to ask or present to people who are in a relationship who aren't married
and don't
over
say
the holidays.
Never, Melissa. I mean,
if DC approves it, this may cause us to move to DC to get married for this. Because I feel like over the holidays, people have a disrespect for couples who are not married. And it's not just outside. I think it's the couples themselves on them being their priority for Christmas, to where families pull them in so many different directions. Mm-hmm. And if you're not married, you feel obligated to do whatever the family tells you to do. And what I'm talking about is last year, Christmas Eve was spent with Katie's family, I believe. I'm trying to think. I think it was Christmas Eve we spent with Katie's family, which was great. I mean, I enjoy her family. I love her family. And then Christmas morning, I think it was the night before on Christmas Eve that Katie said, oh, by the way, I'm going to be going to have breakfast with my grandparents today or tomorrow morning.
And I or we?
I. And and she was going to go with, you know, just tradition her and, you know, some of her family to go have breakfast with the grandparents early. And I think it was the case that she didn't want me to, have to get up early, and then I was having to get prepared for us to go to Nashville and stuff. So it was more of a scheduling thing. But it was just the announcement the night before that I'm going to breakfast. So we had Christmas Eve with her family dinner, and she comes from a divorced family. So it's one side for Christmas Eve is the other side for Christmas morning. And I felt like, well, where do we fit in to this? You know, where
right,
is our Christmas?
Over.
So I thought about this the other day and haven't brought it up to you because Christmas is still a week away, but because we're trying to do logistic things, because my family's obviously not here. They're in Nashville, so we're trying to coordinate with them when we're going to get together. But my planning is always, you know, what Katie and I are going to do first, and then, you know, I tell my family. My family's, you know, a little more used to me letting them know that they're second when it comes to Christmas. But I don't think Katie has that in her head, and I don't think her family has that in her head because we're just dating. So, and I made this comment to a friend who said, oh, well, that happened when we were, you know, dating, but once we got married, everything changed. And I thought about it, we can't get married. So I just feel like, you know, just because you're not married, why is it that a couple cannot dictate to people, look, we have our own Christmas celebration and then the family comes second?
I think there are two different debates here. There's the one that you guys can't get married, which really changes everything. But I think that if you're the family and you're watching your daughter or you're watching your sister, what have you, they've probably seen so many women and so many guys come and go over the years that even though they're in a very serious relationship now, since it's not in officially committed status, it's still not taken as seriously.
But we've been together for 4 years.
So
I mean, I just
think, saying, Melissa,
I think we have earned our time.
If you weren't a slut, then it would be so much easier.
I see what he's saying. Is like, but you know, you, but with us and with gay couples and with couples who don't, I mean, it's not just a gay thing. There's plenty of straight couples who don't want to get married. And so I just think that just, you know, what is the border in which where the family automatically knows, okay, what, I don't know what y'all are doing or when y'all are doing your Christmas, but when are we going to get together?
You
know,
it just
seems like
we're,
I'm last.
I would even say that it's not necessarily married couples. It's once you have kids. Because I have friends that are married without children that are still expected to do the rounds and, you know, run all over the place and make it about the families and everything else. But then once the couple has kids, it seems then they can start their own traditions. Then the family, then like the tides change and the family has to come to them because they plan their traditions around the kids.
It's not me wanting to be with the family. It's me wanting to be with Katie. It's me and Katie by
being
ourselves.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And being at home and not have to be on anybody else's schedules and that kind of thing. But I feel like that doesn't even turn until you have children. Because I've watched it with my friends who have kids now, and they were running around ragged. It wasn't, Christmas morning wasn't for the two of them. It was for, you know, going to this house or going to that house or whatever else. And then once they had children, it's like now they get to dictate where Christmas morning is going to be and, you know, how they're going to do the gifting and how they're going to do their own traditions and where they're going to have breakfast and dinner and when they're going to go to church and all that kind of stuff. It's like all of a sudden they're in charge because they have kids now.
And then the
grandparents and everything else like starts to default to their own tradition. So maybe you guys just need to have a baby. And that's
that'll one reason to have the baby.
That'll change everything.
Yes.
Christmas.
Hey,
yay.
Shelly, welcome to the Burt Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I wanted to comment on that. You know, Melissa, I really don't know that it has anything to do with being married per se.
Okay.
I've been married for 3 years.
Okay.
My family still expects that I'm supposed to put my spouse's family last and they come first.
I am a traditionalist. I love family. I mean, I love my family. I love Katie's family. So it has nothing to do with not wanting to be around them. It's my, I just find that, and you know, and I put a lot of responsibility on Katie that, you know, and last year that's where I, you know, we had a conversation about it last year. I felt like that, you know, there needs to be time for us because I don't want to, with my 4-year girlfriend, I don't want to have Christmas on the 26th or the 23rd or, you know, whenever so that we can accommodate the other people in our lives. It's like, well, if we're going to start our own traditions and start our own, you know, our own life, I feel like we're, you know, now, again, after 4 years, I feel like we have earned it.
The worst case I've ever seen is Tracy and Scott, and we talk about this every year. I think they travel like 1 year, I think they told us like 200 miles, but not like to a destination or like 100 miles somewhere and back. Like,
oh, it's here and it's just around town.
They go,
right?
If she's here already, she'll come down and explain it or whatever. But like, they go to Athens and back on Christmas Eve, then like to Woodstock, then to Athens, then back to Woodstock, then to somewhere else because they just have grandparents and divorced families and this and that, and they do the same thing. And I remember when they got married, Tracy thinking it was going to stop, and it didn't.
But I want to ask Tracy, when did Scott and Tracy have their personal time? Did they wait?
It's this year because they have a baby.
Uh-uh. They're doing it again. I think they did it on Thanksgiving. And again, everybody wants to see the baby.
Well, the thing is, I don't want to confuse things. Even if it's Christmas Day and we travel around, I'm fine with that. It's just do couples have the personal time in which they say Christmas Eve is ours, Christmas morning is ours, and then we travel around. Mm-hmm. The thing is, Katie and I don't have the personal time. We don't have that, you know?
Hey, Andrea?
Yes.
How are you? Welcome to the show.
Good. How are y'all?
Good.
Yeah, I'm going through the same thing right now. I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years, mm-hmm. and we live together, so it's not like we're just doing the whole dating thing. Mm-hmm. And my mom is still very much, are you coming to have Christmas Eve by yourself, or are you bringing that boy? And I'm like, Mom, he's not that boy anymore.
And if you were married...
Yeah, good luck with that. If you have any advice, let me know how that goes. I need it.
Do you think if you were married, your mother would say something different?
Honestly, I do, just mm-hmm. because... I don't know. She's ready for me to get married, ready for me to have kids. And right. I think, yeah, I'm like, Mom, one step at a time. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, thank you.
Thank you. Y'all have a good
luck.
Yeah, that's going
to
be...
I mean, it's up to us to set the boundaries. The thing is, I think I've realized that Katie and I are not on the same page about those boundaries, you know?
I remember when Jessica and I were living it, I think part of it, too, is... proximity of family, because your family's farther away.
Yeah.
Like, I remember that, too, when I was living in Arizona with Jessica. She was like, okay, and then we woke up Christmas morning, and I thought we were going to hang out, and I was going to make breakfast, and it was going to be like, okay, well, let's go over to my parents' house first, then we'll come back and do our presents. And I'm like, what?
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Same thing. It's like, why am I last?
The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com. and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
The Burt Show.
Hey, Mary, good morning. You are on the Voice Disguiser. Hi.
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 How are you guys?
Good. All right.
What is her name? Is this Rachel?
This is Mary.
You could tell.
Mary.
All right.
You can tell she's a hooker. Oops, don't say that.
What's going on, Mary?
Well, I am going to out of town for the holidays and for New Year's, and I might have an affair.
You might have an affair for Christmas.
And who's a lucky guy?
Maybe it's cold outside.
Yeah, that's a good present for his wife.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that I know my husband. husband is not here. He's overseas.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. So this is a present for...
He's not in the military. He's over there working because he's in a work situation. He's not here.
Okay, so it's not military-based at all.
He's on a military base, but he's not in the military.
Which makes it fun.
Oh, he's a contractor?
Yes, he's okay. A contractor.
And how long has he been gone?
I've been a little lonely here in good old Georgia. And a friend of mine who used to be my neighbor for 20 years started talking to me on Facebook, good old Facebook. And he told me that he had a crush on me for many years, and I, you know, was told him, why didn't he tell me this before? But I mean, it didn't. But now I'm going to his sister's wedding on the 27th. And we might hook up.
Isn't Facebook awesome?
How long has your husband been gone?
He has been gone since May.
May.
And I've been here alone with three kids.
And is this like emotional infidelity, or is this like you just feeling you got to get some needs met?
I just need to get some.
So it's just purely physical.
Purely physical. I'm not like, you know, I'm not the mushy, gushy type. You know, I know my husband, you know, ironically loves me, but I just need to get some.
You could ask Santa to go to Pure Romance or ask Santa to stop by.
You
what's
know,
that store?
Or
you could get an insurrection
ticket overseas to your husband.
I used to sell sex toys before, and then I got pregnant with twins. So I have a whole bunch of toys that I can use and whatnot, but, you know, I don't know. It's just I haven't had any in a while.
Just need a little stocking stuffer.
I'm assuming this isn't the first time you've done this because you sound so like
giddy.
Giddy about it. Like I would think if you've been married that long, you'd have tore up about it.
Yeah. Well, okay. I was in out of town for Thanksgiving, and we kind of like kissed when I was there in Thanksgiving. We didn't do anything. We just kissed.
All right. So this started at Thanksgiving, something. And now you're excited by taking it a little bit further at Christmas.
Exactly.
Hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
And you've been married to this dude for how long?
7 years.
7 years.
Yeah.
Isn't there an itch named that?
Seven.
Yeah,
I think it's called
itch.
The 7 year itch.
Weird. I'd be 7 years actually next month.
So how would you feel if your husband did the same thing? Do you think that he probably is?
No, I know he isn't.
Why?
And he knows
you
you're
know?
Not.
Yeah.
And he's very sure you're not.
Yeah. Yeah. But see, I mean,
that's going to screw with their brain a while.
By nature, so I mean that doesn't mean anything, but I don't know why you said it, but yeah.
So you're just going to be able to turn off your emotions of the whole thing, because I think guys get pegged with this stereotype that it's just sex for guys, whereas with women it's way more emotional. For you don't think you're going to have any problem with this at all. It's physical. You'll get it done. Husband walks through the door, you'll kiss him, and it'll all be over.
Pretty much, because I don't have time for emotional. I don't take care of three kids. I don't have time for that. I'm just going to do what I got to do and be like, okay, bye, thanks.
I'm wondering, I'm only intrigued to talk to you when we get back to see if that's accurate. Like, after it's done, if you still feel the same way or you're having tremendous feelings of guilt.
Yeah. We'll see.
Okay. All right, let me put you on hold, okay?
Okay.
You think that was just nervous laughter, or is she just generally
excited. She's
giddy.
She's got,
I don't know.
What's it called? You know, the... new love, butterfly feeling.
I mean, anticipating.
Yeah.
What?
Well, it's just irritating. Like, it's not new love, giddiness. She's having an affair on her husband.
She just wants
it's
a little
disrespectful.
Something.
Hey,
yes.
Listen, we're living in different times, and unless you have 14 affairs, who cares?
Yeah, right. Tiger has really set the bar much higher / lower for everybody. Jennifer, good morning. You are on the on Q100. Why do we want to talk to you after the first of the year?
Well, I have a monster-in-law that's going to be staying with me for a week.
Did you say monster?
The monster-in-law for a week.
Yes. Jane Fonda doesn't have anything on Nicole.
It's really bad, huh?
It's really bad, and it always has been. My husband and I started dating. We dated for 5 years. We've been married for over a year now. And for the first 6 months, she was really, you know, really nice to me, but she had him really young. And so she decided to move to Florida because she got pregnant. And so... my husband and his little brother are 19 years apart, and she moved to Florida to be with her boyfriend, and my husband, or my then-boyfriend, decided not to go with her, and so when that happened,
and he chose me over her, I mean, that it was on.
What are some of the things she's done to you over the years that prove to you that she just has it out for you?
Well, the very first time that I ever met his extended family, he had just gotten laid off, and so I drove him down to Tampa because his great aunt had died. It was her aunt. And so I drove him down there. I used my money, my gas, everything like that to go take him down there to be with his family. And, you know, of course, when you're going to a funeral, you think, even if it is in Tampa, you're thinking to pack pink, to pack black. So I get there and she's like, oh, Aunt Ruby Lane wouldn't have wanted us to wear black to her funeral. She would want us to celebrate her life. And so she made me go out and buy a new outfit, which was pink. And I'm a blonde. So I show up to the funeral in pink, and everyone else is wearing black.
Oh, she set you up. She set you up.
She hates you.
She even had on a yellow outfit when I left the house.
And she switched it?
And then she changed.
Oh, you're kidding. She changed into black.
Yes, she changed into black.
Did you ask her about it?
Oh. Well, I didn't have to, because as soon as I showed up, his grandmother, I got out of the car, and she's like, what are you wearing? And I said, as soon as I said, well, Nikki, as soon as I said her name, it was her mother, and her mouth locked.
Evil.
She was like, wow. No, she didn't. Whoa. So when she got there, her mother took care of her. I didn't have to say anything.
That's and she's staying in your house for 7 days.
From Wednesday, she's coming in the 23rd, and she's leaving the 30th.
I don't know how you married that guy.
Will you call
us?
I was
going to ask that same question. Like, why did you marry him?
How did you do that?
Well, she did live in Tampa, and so we don't see, you know, and he takes my side. It took a little bit because at first he thought that I was being petty because she wouldn't show, I mean, that time he obviously saw, but the other things she wouldn't, like, allow him to see, or it was kind of like maybe he thought I was lying. I don't know. But then once he started to see, like, I think it was three Christmases ago, we got in a fight in his grandmother's front yard. Me and his mom. And it wasn't like, you know, a trashy, like, fist fight. Like, I was trying to leave, and she got up in my face and started, like, screaming at me. And that was the point that he stepped in, and he was like, listen, I'm going to marry her, and you're not going to be able to treat her like this. All so, right.
Will you call us from jail?
Yeah, it's going to get
ugly.
You're
going to kill her.
Yeah, Jennifer, let me put you on hold, and we will definitely talk to you when we get back, okay?
Okay.
If I'm that dude,
7 days, she's going to be changing his diapers again.
If I'm the husband's son, I'm carrying my phone around, and I've got 9-1 already dialed.
Can't go 7 days. Uh-uh. That won't go 7 days.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter ThankYou25 for 25% off. That's promo code ThankYou25 at TakeLean.com.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
Will you go get Joanna real quick?
Oh, I sure will. I can't wait.
Oh, my God.
This is Joanna. I can't
great.
Even believe it.
Hilarious.
This is great.
We're all going to give each other our Christmas presents tomorrow, but Joanna gave the morning show her Christmas gift today because she's got like a half day tomorrow.
She's so competitive, she has to beat us too.
Yeah,
it.
Why did you hand out gifts today? Because of Michelle?
Well, because Wendy's not going to be here tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
So I wanted to make sure everybody got their gifts. And by the way, I'm talking over my bed.
It's okay.
It's probably why I should bring headphones. Sorry. Okay, so I was thinking, what should I get you guys that always brings a smile to everyone in my life?
Only Joanna can pull it off.
Only Joanna.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I want to hear this whole thing. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Keep going.
So I thought a picture of me, right?
Five frames, individual frames for five Bert Show members, all with pictures of Joanna.
Oh, my God. I mean,
and
hysterical.
Each picture frame, I thought about, you know, you guys. I got one with a martini glass for Wendy. She's
cute.
The party girl.
Okay.
I got some flowers, a pink border for Melissa. I thought it was really pretty.
Beautiful.
Same for Jen. And then Bert and Jeff, I stuck with black because guys are more neutral color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, black. And
yeah, I'm sure when I put this on my desk at home, Jessica's going to notice the frame.
Right.
And not the fact that I have a picture of a smiling coworker on my desk.
That's
larger than any picture of my wife that I have.
It is a close-up of Joanna's face. It is
hysterical.
Hilarious. This is hilarious.
I am literally going to put this on my desk in my office, right by my computer, and I am going to put the recorder in my office for when Stacy comes in and hear her reaction.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Well, you do know you can take the picture out. I don't know why you would, but if you wanted to, just to, you know, not get in trouble with your wives and significant others, go ahead. But,
that was great.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
That was a great idea.
I'm going to keep it on my desk all year.
That's
I don't know about
great.
Y'all.
Hey, for next year for my birthday, can I have one of you standing up?
Aww.
Just more of a farther away shot, like
a
body shot.
I thought you were going to request close-up of her boobs.
Well, yeah, I mean, I could zoom in on my computer.
Okay, perfect.
Get it? The Bert Show. You're on The Bert Show.
All right, we're not going to let this one go here. We were just asking, if you know what you're getting for Christmas, either you're snooping around or you accidentally found out what you were getting for Christmas, and you have to put that Academy Award on Christmas morning, and give us a call and let us know. And Amber called us a little bit late to get into the first batch of calls, but this is too good to let go. Hey, Amber, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Okay, thank you. You're never going to believe this. I was taking my boyfriend. He works in Atlanta, and he has to work in a suit, so he has about three of them. And I was taking one of them to the cleaners, and, of course, I cleaned out the pockets, and there was a ring in one of them and a Salomon Brothers receipt.
Yes.
So, and it fits perfectly, and it's beautiful, so I have no idea how I'm going to pull this off. But I'm getting engaged for Christmas. So.
Wow.
Yay!
That's awesome.
Congratulations. There's a lot of pressure here, though, for her to put the, oh, my God, I'm so surprised face on.
No. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. It's actually brilliant because nobody is ever surprised when they get engaged.
Right.
Women are not surprised. Ever, never, guys. We know. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this question. To that point, are you not surprised because you always assume that it's coming, even on days it's not? You've already set your mentality that today might be the day. So
maybe
when it finally does happen.
I don't really know because we've been dating for 3 years.
See?
Yeah.
So I've been thinking he was going to do this since we were dating for a year.
Right.
And so it's kind of surprising, but not.
Not
and
really.
I've been wanting this for so long. I wanted it to be a surprise, but apparently it's not going to be.
Is he freaking out because, like, he doesn't know where the ring is? You know, like, right?
Uh-huh. He has been tearing the house apart.
So where are you going to put it for
hilarious.
Him to find?
But I stuck it. He has this box that he keeps his cufflinks in that for some strange reason he hasn't opened yet. And it's stuck in there. because sometimes he hides things in there.
So is it possible that he'll look all around the house and not think to look in that cufflink box, and you'll go all of Christmas without the engagement ring?
It's possible.
You got to find something to dress up for where he needs those cufflinks.
Yes.
Hey, we have a black tie dinner tomorrow. For what? I'm not really sure. I'm actually going to go look some stuff up right now, but it's tomorrow and you need your tuxedo.
Oh, that's great. Hey, Amber, let me put you on hold because I want to talk to you when we get back from our break and find out if he went to look for the ring in the cufflink box and if you got engaged or not. Okay?
All right,
hold on. Like, for sure, she will not allow Christmas to roll around and not somehow, some way, point him in
she'll
that direction.
She'll definitely get engaged, yeah.
All right, but we'll talk to her when we get back.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.